It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. And before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest edition, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. They have branches in Harmonstown Road in Artane and Main Street Rush in North County Dublin, right beside the Strand Bar. If you're looking to transform your home or business with fresh new flooring, then it's time to talk to the experts, and they are Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. With over 50 years of experience, they've built a reputation you can walk on, literally. From domestic to commercial carpets, flooring and vinyl, their team covers it all nationwide. And the best part is, Jeremy, what is the best part?
They offer a free measure and sample service. When you go into a... it's not a changing room. What's the room called?
A changing room? In a furniture and carpet store. Can I go into the changing room, please?
That would be a stupid thing
to
have.
Can I just confirm that Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture do not have a changing room?
What's it called?
It's a furniture and carpet shop.
The room where you can browse. A showroom.
Showroom, yeah.
Sorry, thank you.
Yeah. Changing room.
When you go into a...
Sorry, if Jared and the team are listening, I do apologise. Most unprofessional mentioning of your company.
So when you go into a showroom, sometimes it's hard to visualise what the carpets will look like in your own house.
Correct.
Because it's in the showroom. Well, our good friends actually have a service where they offer a free measure and sample service. Because another thing, I went to buy carpet 2 years ago, yeah? And your man says to me, how much carpet do you need?
I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows the dimensions of the hall?
You don't,
but they do that for you. And because they offer a free measure and sample service, it means you're not overbuying. I bought enough carpet to like Carpet Crow Park. A lot of leftover, a lot of remnants.
But then you didn't get onto Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture.
Are you listening, Ger? I'll be ringing you next.
Anyway, you can call them today on 01-847-3320. You can visit them in store. As I said, they're at Harmonstown Road in Artane in Dublin 5 or Main Street in Rush, right beside the Strand Bar in Rush. So whether you're renovating one room or an entire space, remember the name Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, cutting carpets every day. And our thanks to the team for being the current sponsors of this Opinions Matter podcast. So let's get straight down to business. Gemma is the lady who got in contact with us about something that we witnessed that upset a lot of people. Hi guys, it's Gemma here. As you know, I'm a resident of City West. I spoke to you before about our ongoing concerns with the iPass Centre on our doorstep. And as you know, that horrific incident happened in the last few days. We organised a peaceful protest for last night outside the hotel to voice our ongoing concerns. I was there with my husband and two teenage sons. We realised within minutes that the majority of people attending were not neighbours and not even from the vicinity. They had weapons on them and fireworks. We decided to leave, expecting the worst. And it happened. We followed it on social media and were disgusted by the scenes. These thugs were not, repeat, not from City West. They came in on Lewis's, and I speak for all my neighbours when I say they are not welcome back. They hijacked a peaceful protest, and now our locality is in the news for all the wrong reasons. Please send this message out to those thugs. Stay away from us. We don't need dangerous asylum seekers in our area, but we also don't need dangerous scumbags attacking Gardaí. Stay away. You're not welcome. And that is from a lady called Gemma. Now, Gemma sent that in to us late last night, extremely angry with what unfolded last night. Now, I'm sure many of you have seen a lot of the videos that were circulating online, but let me just, for the sake of this podcast, play some of the audio about how loud, how boisterous, how aggressive, how violent this protest was last night. You will know that a Garda car was set on fire. On this episode, we'll be hearing from a woman who had to leave her home last night because a car was burned outside her home close to City West. So as you can hear, it was extremely heated last night. In a moment, we're going to hear from some local residents who believe that the Gardaí are at fault because they pushed the crowd that didn't want to be pushed in a certain direction. Okay, so that just gives you a little flavour of the noise last night at City West.
Now, we've also just got photographs in the last 10 minutes from another resident of the area of City West, who we'll be talking to later on. She's in work, so she's going to try and send us a voice note. And she has... So when you think about this, the majority of people that were there last night, it was about 1,000 people plus, were at that protest. A lot of them were not from the area. And it's very easy to go into an area, throw a few petrol bombs or fireworks, light a fire, and then you walk away from it. It's not on your doorstep. But when it is on your doorstep, it's absolutely terrifying. And this woman messaged, she says, I know you're going to be discussing this in your show. What happened in City West last night, I had to leave my home last night with my child at 12 o'clock at night because someone set a car alight 25 metres away in Belfry Hall.
You know where it is.
That's in City West. And it was so close to my apartment, I didn't feel safe. And you can see from the videos and the photograph that she's taken from her living room, there's literally a blaze going on outside.
Oh, my God.
House.
And this is completely separate. This is another vehicle then in the area, separate from the Garda Jeep that was set on fire.
Yeah, yeah, in Belfry Hall. And, you know, this is from the residents. So before we discuss this and before we take your calls, there's a couple of things that we have to get out of the way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Bit of housekeeping. First of all, and we've explained this to her black and blue in the face over the last 3 days, we cannot talk about, because people keep saying, talk about what happened that led to the protest. Talk about what led to the protest. Okay, we all know what led to what happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot discuss that. And we will say it again very clearly for those of you. It's nothing to do with an agenda we have. We don't have an agenda. We want to hear all sides.
So we are aware that there was an alleged incident where a child was allegedly sexually assaulted by an individual. We know that that individual has been arrested, charged, and is in detention right now, pending his case. We can't identify him. We can't be seen to identify him. If we did identify him, it could prejudice his case. So we're not going there, okay? We are aware, though, of why the protest happened. We don't have to go into that. We can focus on City West, on the use of City West and so on, but we cannot, and I can't stress this enough, we cannot talk about that individual
case. And as
case.
Well, because there's a minor involved in this. So the laws are very strict. No,
mainly because there's a minor involved in this
case. The laws
case.
Are very strict on what you can and can't discuss when there's especially something as sensitive as this. So there's a minor involved, so we have to be very, very careful. So that is the only reason that we cannot talk. We would if we could, by the way. Geez, anybody who listens to this podcast knows that we will talk about things like this, but we can't for that reason. So here we are.
Let's go back to the message that we got from Gemma. And this is one of many messages we've got.
Well, she wants the thugs to stay away that are not from the area.
That's basically it, yes. The residents of Saggart have had a number of protests. They had their Go Slow driving protests.
We've had them on this podcast.
We've had them on this podcast in the past to highlight that they don't want the City West Hotel used as an I-Pass centre. Now, that still is the case. It still is being used as an I-Pass centre. And the residents are continuing to protest that. However, this lady believes that their peaceful protest was absolutely hijacked last night. She said, we don't need dangerous asylum seekers in our area, but we also don't need dangerous scumbags attacking Gardaí. Stay away. You're all not welcome.
Now, Sharon is saying on Facebook, protecting the alleged abuser. Well, she didn't use the words alleged, but we have to use that word alleged. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people were saying that last night. The individual that is accused of that heinous crime, disgusting crime, the worst crime that anybody can commit. The individual that is charged with that alleged crime, was not in City West last night. In fact, that person was far away from City West. That person is locked up at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's just true to say.
Yep.
So everybody's saying last night, oh, the police are protecting. The police were not protecting the person. The person was not there.
Correct. Wasn't in City West last night, is in detention, pending court appearances, and ultimately a trial for what is alleged to have happened.
Sorry, just one more point that we need to get out of the way, because we need to be very clear about this. Jake Deegan has been on now, and again, people just don't get it. So I'll explain it to you, Jake. I'll use finger puppets if I have to, because it's just not getting through. Other media are reporting what happened. Okay, there's a difference between stating facts. So if you open the Mirror newspaper today or the Independent or whatever the case may be, they will state facts. Okay, so
the man has appeared in court.
A man has appeared in court. The trial is set for whatever, blah, 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 blah. That is stating facts. That is all the media can do about a case like this. They can state facts. They can't comment on it. They can't give an opinion on it. This is different. This is a podcast where we're inviting you on with your opinions. We're not stating facts. We can say exactly what happened as well. An individual was arrested and charged,
mm-hmm.
With alleged crime. That is stating facts. And I don't know how people can't understand this. There was a difference between...
And by the way, this same exact same thing happened in the lead-up to Aisling Murphy's, the trial of
every case, every
Joseph
case.
Pushka over the murder of...
Boy B and a Creagle case. Every single case that's before the criminal courts, you cannot pass comment on it or have debate about it. You can report on the facts. Boy A and Boy B appeared in court on Tuesday and...
And now that Pushka, for example, was found guilty of murdering Aisling
Murphy...
You can
say whatever you want.
We can call him the scum of the earth. He was a dirty bastard who murdered a school teacher. Yeah. We can say all of that now because his case is over. Anyway.
And I just think that was important, for us to get that out there, because people are... a lot of you are very stupid about when it comes to the law, and you don't understand the difference between court reporting. So if you'll hear reporters on the radio today talking about, by the way, this case, you'll hear a lot about this over the next couple of months, and all the court reporting will be is stating facts. In the court today, blah, 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 blah,
as opposed to giving opinions. So that's basically it. If you want to get involved, we want to talk about this message from Gemma. So Gemma is basically saying that their peaceful protest was completely and utterly hijacked by a sinister element who came along with the intent of causing trouble, with the intent of attacking the Gardaí, with the intent of setting fire to cars using weapons. This was all intentional, and it undermined the peaceful protest that has been going on in City West by residents in Sagartown, City West.
Now, I just want to say before we start this, I just want to say that we have a list as long as my arm of people that want to talk about this. We're going to get through as many as possible. The list was done on a first-come, first-served basis, so we're not favouring anybody. Whoever contacted us first wanting to talk about it is first on the list, so we'll get through as many as we can.
Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved, let us know how you feel. Gemma is arguing that the City West residents have been having peaceful protests in recent weeks, and it was completely and utterly hijacked. Let me go to Jess.
Don't be able to come on, lads. But look, we knew this was going to happen again. We knew it was something was going to kick off again. And look, it has. And it's going to keep happening. It'll happen again and again and again with every incident until something has changed. But we know that's not going to fucking happen. Because nothing changes in this fucking country. Is it wrong what happened? Absolutely. Should people be throwing glass and bricks and everything? Absolutely not. But you need to understand why people are angry, why people are fed up. Because we're not being listened to, and things like this will continue to happen, and nothing will be done. It's just going to be the same thing day in, day out, day in, day out, and nothing's going to fucking change. The government don't care, the police don't care, they're protecting this fucking scumbag. You'll have your anti-racist brigade claiming the race card and everything, but look, like I said, nothing's going to fucking change, because it never fucking does in this fucking kip.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Alan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Alan?
Good, how are you?
Alan, we've spoken to you before about the peaceful protests the residents have been having in Sagerton and City West against the use of City West Hotel as an I-Pass centre. Residents have been involved in that drive-slow protest over a number of weeks.
And can I just say, Alan, as well, all the protests that were carried out by you and the residents have been completely peaceful. You know, you can be proud of yourselves to know that you did it in a dignified way. I don't know if it did any good. Well, clearly it didn't, given what happened. But all your protests were the way protests should be carried out. And you and the whole vicinity of the area should be proud of the way you've dealt
with it. So you were there last night, Alan. And you believe, from what you saw, you believe that the protest turned nasty because of the actions of the Gardaí.
Yes, indeed. So it was there early on, and there was probably 1,000 people at this stage, all inside the grounds of Sea West Hotel. And then there was a barrier there, and they had the normal police there with their high vis on. And everything was peaceful. There was a few ladies, a few older men. There was even a guy in a wheelchair wheeling up and down. Everything was peaceful, 100% peaceful, right? Now, there was a few lads coming in on horses, and that was just acting a maggot on horses. I don't know why they were there, but anyway. Next of all, you could see the riot police torn up at the back of the hotel coming in. And all of a sudden, they made a big mad charge at people. Now, there was no need for it. It was 100% peaceful. And then they started pepper spraying people. They pepper sprayed a guy in a wheelchair, for God's sake. They just went at them. There was a cameraman from GB News. They were pushed to the ground by the police. Now, you know yourself, media are never touched, and they were pushed to the ground. Once they got out to the entrance of the hotel, they stood there with their barrier and kept pepper spraying everybody. So they barged right through a peaceful protest. And that's what kicked off. Now, what you have is the elements coming from other areas, angry people, the local boyos. They reacted. And that's what the police...
So, sorry, are you saying that the yobs, and there were a lot of yobs there, Alan, you have to accept that is the case. There were a lot of yobs there last night. But you're saying that they only turned up because the guards charged the crowd?
No, they would have been there. They would have been there. They were joining on, okay? So there was a lot of yobos there, as you'd call them. But they only reacted when the police ran at everybody.
Okay, but the argument here is that, and I accept what you say, that the Gardaí might have charged the crowd and that's how they reacted. But those fellas who were bricking the guards, who were throwing fireworks at them, they weren't there with peaceful intent. They didn't turn up last night with a view to having a peaceful, silent protest. They were there to cause trouble. And you know that. Otherwise, they wouldn't have arrived with weapons, with fireworks and everything else, if they didn't have sinister intent?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Jeremy, or Adrian. They didn't arrive with weapons. They arrived with fireworks, aren't they? They took bricks off walls, and then they got bottles later on in the evening. The first people that charged were the police, and there was only one group of people there with weapons, and it was the police. I'm afraid to say, we had...
Just to put it into context, the police were trying to push people out of the City West grounds, or where were they trying to push them to?
They were pushing them out of the grounds, getting them out onto the street. Because they were all in the grounds, just on the start of the grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And they pushed everyone back. Now, it was 100% peaceful until that. Now, as you said at the top of your show, we have participated in probably 30 to 40 protests. We did go slow protests. There was never once any problem. We engaged with local police. We were standing there laughing and joking with them. And when you get them on their own and off the record, they tell you they agree with us. Some of them won't let their own children walk the streets of Sagard anymore. So they agree with us. They're on our side. Well, next of all, I hear the superintendent calls the shots. Now, there was a big boyo in there last night, egging all them on, shouting. It was like a rugby scrum, and he was shouting, American football team. He was calling all the shots, and he moved forward, calling all the shots, moved forward. Now, I'm not going to...
Similarly, Alan, there was somebody in that crowd shouting on a megaphone, almost directing the protesters in the opposite direction.
Yeah, they were shouting, get them out, things like that. You weren't directing a crowd of
but
people.
But Alan, can I ask you? Alan, can I ask you a question? And again, myself and our agent were not at this last night. You were, you know, front and centre, so you know more than me. Why? And this, I'm not saying the residents of City West by any means did this, but there were people at their protest last night that had brought fireworks along. Now, you don't bring fireworks along to a peaceful protest if you're planning on just doing it peacefully. So obviously there was an element within that group that said, we're bringing fireworks there, we're gonna, you know, the people who set the cop van on fire as well. Like, you don't bring fireworks to a peaceful protest.
No, you don't. No, they were there. And they don't need a second invitation to kick off.
Completely,
and they got the invitation, and they kicked off. And they went, like, when I say fireworks, I would honestly say there were 10 to 15 fireworks set off. I'm surprised they didn't bring more with them. You know, now I get that. You don't bring fireworks to a peaceful protest. But we have to ask the question, why are the community and other communities like this, if they angry, how angry people are, the government are not listening to us.
Okay, I would agree with you that you're not being listened to. You have had your peaceful protests. But surely a protest turning out the way it did last night with Garda cars being set on fire. In fact, we're about to hear from a woman who lives just down the road who witnessed a car being set on fire outside her house last night in the aftermath of the protest, which was terrifying for her. The point I'm trying to make is, will anything else be achieved because a Garda car was set on fire, because the guards were bricked out of it, because the guards charge the crowd to get out of the City West compound? I'm asking, do you think, I know you're saying you're not being listened to, do you think you're going to be listened to anymore?
No, because what happens now, it kind of affects the cause, because now the topic is riots, now the topic is a fan on fire, now the topic is
I'll tell you another part of the topic and the conversation is a group of men from the UK who flew over and stood laughing and joking at everything, videoing everything. Now, why were they there? They were there to bring that sinister element. Did you see any of those videos?
I did.
Videoed by English guys.
Unfortunately, Alan, you can't control who comes into your area. And I'm sure you were disappointed when you saw the videos today.
I'll tell you what, I actually left it. You know, I'm not hanging around for that. Right? I want to just be another number there to show my disgust at this government. Right? So I left it. Now I live up towards the village, outside the village. I actually walked back down, and next of all, I seen, coming from the Rackhill area, another 30 or 40 riot police with three vans, two cars, and a water cannon. I'd never thought to see the day a water cannon drive through Sagart.
Okay, but Alan, that there was intense criticism of the Gardaí for the way in which they handled the Dublin City riots. They weren't prepared, they weren't organised, and that's how it literally went off without any control. The Gardaí obviously wanted to be much more prepared last night, and they were.
But you know what? Then they went down through the village, past Coldwater Lakes, towards the hotel, and we're pushing these people down. Now, innocent people were walking by and getting by. We're getting pepper sprayed. Now, I've seen elderly people getting pepper sprayed. And then there was people at the entrance just kind of getting offside, just getting away from everything at the entrance to Coldwater Lakes. That's just opposite the hotel. And they just charged at them. They were going. They were leaving the scene. They were just local residents.
But did you think
not the local rebels with the balaclavas on?
But early in the evening, did you have an inkling that it was good? We were going to have now it was nothing compared to what happened in the city centre 2 years ago. But did you have an inkling that it was going to turn nasty, or did you think it was going to be peaceful?
No, I did expect probably a few fireworks and maybe a few things troubling. Well, I didn't expect the riot police. I probably expected the public order unit there. You know, I didn't expect the riot police. You know what I mean? You're saying, right, I'm going to be...
Okay, but I don't know if you saw social media posts during the day, Alan. This was being spread like wildfire on Telegram and other channels that a lot of people don't use. People being urged to turn up at City West. But there was a lot of the usual suspects there that are literally there to cause trouble. And unfortunately for you as residents, it has essentially hijacked your peaceful protest.
Yeah, unfortunately so. And I'll go back to this. I'm not going to discuss what you said, don't discuss. But if that didn't happen, no one would have been there last night. So we come back to that. And if this wouldn't have happened the other night, the alleged incident, if the government had listened to us early on. We said this back in June.
You gave the warning on this podcast, very
this
podcast.
Is gonna happen.
Yeah, you gave the warning.
And it's going to happen again. And it's going to happen across the country. Unfortunately, what they're bringing into this country is unvetted. And that's our culture. They think all women are fair go, and that's it. And that once we have that element in there, where women and children are not safe. My daughter, 16, is begging me to join a gym, which obviously should be encouraged. I'm not letting her join that gym. I'm a member of the CBest gym. She wants to go before school. And the entrance, you have to walk through that entrance where that alleged incident happened, you know, in the morning when it's dark. So we're not safe in the area. And as I said, if that didn't happen, you know, there would have been no one outside that hotel last night. And on another point, do you know there was a protest the night before as well?
I'm aware of that, yep.
So that was 100% peaceful. There was police there. We were engaging with the police. There was people shouting at the police and saying, you're protecting paedophiles and rapists and things like that, shouting at them like that. But everything was just peaceful in that sense. There was a lot of name calling and stuff like that. But there was no riot police. There was no public. Well, the public order came later.
And Alan, what's the plan for tonight? Is there another protest or where do you go from here?
No, I've heard nothing about tonight. If there is,
I have to say, we spoke when myself and Adrian spoke to you last, I think it was July.
July, in the summer.
I have to say, and we both said this to you at the time, we feel sorry for what you're going through at the moment, that, you know, we spoke to so many of your neighbours who were terrified to go out, terrified to let their daughters out, so on and so forth. But then you have, and we're going to hear from one of your neighbours in a second, who was terrified last night, but not because of the individuals in the IPAS centre, because of the behaviour of some, by the way, not all, of some of the protesters. She had to leave her house with her child last night because they were burning cars in the area.
Yeah, well, see that at the place called the Belfry, that's nowhere near CBest Hotel. That's more down towards Tallaght. Now, the police did push people towards down the Lewis Line, and I don't know how they ended up in the Belfry, to be honest, because it's a good bit away from the hotel. Like, it's about 3 to 4, maybe even 5 kilometres away. Now, I'm not saying it wasn't them. It could have been them, but that was nothing to do with the CBest.
Okay, Alan, do me a favour and stay on the line there for 1 second. Alan is claiming that what kicked off last night kicked off because the Gardaí pushed the crowd backwards. Have a listen to this. This video was videoed by a friend of the next lady that we're going to talk to. And this is the moment when the Gardaí start surging forwards. So that is the Gardaí, and I know it's only audio, but that is the Gardaí pushing the crowd back. And Sinead, it was your friend who videoed that video. You were there beside her, is that right?
Yeah, so when that video was, where that was taken, there was a complete peaceful protest at that point. Nothing had happened. There was no violence. It was near the very, very start of the whole protest. And the police were the ones who started this.
Okay, so my understanding is they were attempting to push the crowd out of the grounds of City West. Is that right?
No, this was just outside City West. So they'd already barricaded all along up along the full length of the front of the City West Hotel. But they started, without warning, they started pushing back. They pushed women and children to the ground with their shields. They were, you can hear it on the video, they were commanded to lift their shields and push forward. They pushed women and children to the ground. They threw canisters, gas canisters, into the crowd of the peaceful protesters. And they pepper sprayed where there was children. And honestly, I was brought up, I'm a 60-odd-year-old age woman, I was brought up to respect the guards. After last night, I've lost all respect for them. I'm disgusted and I'm angry with their behaviour. They came along and they've completely gone against the people that they are there to protect and serve. How dare they? Disgusting. They incited that riot last night. Admittedly, there was an element that
I was just about to say, there was an element there that was intent on causing trouble, and nobody can deny that.
But Adrian, that wasn't there at the time when that happened. This was incited purely by the guards. The guards should not have lifted a finger unless somebody else did so first. They are there to protect and serve the people of this country. And what they're forgetting is that they are now protecting and serving the same government that has refused to listen intently to the people of City, West and Stagard for the last 3 years. We have enough. 4 weeks ago, I walked through the streets of Stagard by myself at about 7:30 in the evening and was leered at by men that I know are from the IPAS Centre and was told to my face that they would rape me. That's what we are dealing with on a daily basis. We have enough. We've enough. My 16 and 15-year-old daughter...
Sinead, let me just stop you there. Say that again, please. You were threatened with what?
As you're walking through the village, they gather in gangs in the village. They're hanging around in the lovely little plaza that we have built there in the village. They're hanging around there. They're drinking. If you are a female woman walking alone through there and those men are there at that point, they will say horrible, disgusting things to you. They will tell you that, they tell you to your face that they will attack and rape you. They do not care. I have a 15 and 16-year-old daughter who cannot walk through their own village anymore unless they're with three or four friends. It's not safe anymore. I'm living in that area 20-odd years, and I've never been as much as... I'm not a woman who would be afraid of anybody, but I am sick of being afraid for my own safety and the safety of my children in my own town and my own village. And the worst part for all is that the government that were elected by the people of this country are failing over and over again to listen to the concerns of us, to listen to the people. Peaceful protests have happened and they've been brilliant. But the problem is we've now got to a point we are not being heard. We are not being heard.
Okay, but I'm sure you don't agree that the sort of disturbances we saw last night are the answer to this.
Absolutely not. Violence is not the answer. But violence is the language of oppressed people. And this is what's happened. The government has failed over and over again to listen to the people of Stagard.
But let me ask you a question. And I'm sure you must be disappointed with that, because the focus, and as I said, when we covered, Sinead, when we covered what's happened in your area, I think on two podcasts during the summer, it was all very, and I mean positive, from a positive point of view, you all got your points across and people understood your concern. But the main headlines now on the newspapers, and that goes without saying, obviously the papers are going to report on this. The headlines now, they should be about, you know, the worries that you have. And by the way, I agree with every single worry that you have, and you have a right to be concerned. I'm a father of three kids. If I was living beside that IPAS centre, I'd probably be concerned as well. But every headline today, and in fact, the discussion we're having now, is all about that riot that happened last night. Now, one of your neighbours who contacted us wanting this raised, she said, troublemakers that took over that protest are not welcome back. Would you say the same thing?
I would 100% agree with her on that. What I would also say is that the Garda need to learn a few lessons about this as well. We do not welcome Garda coming in to go against the local people in an area where we have a major concern.
Sorry, no, I don't know if you I wasn't talking about the guards. I was talking about
She's already said.
No, I agree with this woman. We don't want those other people coming in and causing violence. Yeah. But we don't want the Garda burning up either and going against the local people who are peacefully protesting. There's no right for them to be there to do that. How dare they? And you know, I'll be honest with you, Adrian. I left that protest last night and I came home and I bawled my eyes out crying.
And by the way, that Lady Gemma did the exact same thing. That Lady Gemma did the exact same thing.
I wasn't angry and upset about the other ones that came along later on in the night. I was angry and upset that the people that I've been brought up to respect throughout all of my life by my parents turned against the people they're meant to have protected there. How dare they? It's absolutely, I'm disgusted.
Well, Sinead, do me a favour, stay there for one second, because I want to play a message for you in a moment that I've been asked to play for you. So just bear with me for 1 second.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, I've been asked to play this message, Sinead, for you from Eamon.
What we are seeing in Dublin today is nothing more than the right wing celebrating that one of their conspiracy theories has come true. This is what they've been hoping for a long time, so that they can blame everybody of a non-ethnic Irish origin for the crimes of one person. This is nothing more than the right wing of this country celebrating what happened to that 10-year-old girl. They've been waiting for this. They are happy about this, and this is what they want.
Do you want to respond to that, Sinead?
I, I, actually couldn't even hear it, Adrian, at all. I couldn't hear it.
Okay, basically what he's saying is what we saw over the last few days with that alleged incident against that child, this is the right wing celebrating that something like that has happened. It kind of vindicates.
No, I don't think that's fair.
I wouldn't agree with this. Listen, I don't do right wing, left wing. I'm not into that at all, okay? At the end of the day, I'm a resident that lives in that area. I have children, and we are sick of repeating ourselves over and over and over again to the government. What happened to that child was absolutely disgusting and disgraceful. And that man shouldn't have even been there. He should not have been.
Okay, again, I can't go into the details of that case. I have to be careful.
What happened was incorrect. But are we going to wait for something like that to happen again to another one of their children in their local area?
By the way, Sinead, can I just say, the vast majority of people, including myself and Adrian, I think I speak for Adrian, I do not consider you racist. I don't consider you far right in any way, shape or form. You're a concerned parent. You have a right as a citizen. You have a right to be able to bring your children up in a place where they feel safe and where you feel safe letting them out to play. What happened to you, and I can't get that out of my mind, walking by when a group of men and the threat they made towards you is absolutely horrific. I don't know how you can even go outside your door to go to the shops after having that said to you, because I know most women would be on edge. So we don't for one minute, and don't think that we do, consider you far right or anything like that. You're simply a concerned resident. And that's why I think I'm frustrated for you that when I heard that the protest was taking place last night, I said, great, yeah, your voices will be heard again and it'll be all over the newspapers. And then I go onto social media and I see a bloody Garda van burnt down. I'm like, this is going to be the focus now. And that shouldn't be the focus. The focus should be the safety of you guys that live in the area. And that's why I'm annoyed at the people that basically hijacked your protest. And I know you're saying the guards were to blame and all that, but still, there was young fellas that brought bricks. There was young fellas that brought sulkies to it. Like, who brings a sulky to a bloody protest? Like,
can I interrupt you there? Because I want to say something. We've got to the point in City West and Staggart where we're having to put together our own neighbourhood group to walk the street to try and dispel potential violence in our own area, because we can't even rely on the guards to actually do it for us. That's how bad it's got. We're relying on local people to put together community policing ourselves to try and dispel groups of men gathering in areas to protect our own village and our own people. When did we get to this point in this country where the people of the country are having to protect themselves, because the people that are supposed to protect us no longer do it for us?
Stay with me for a second, Sinead, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. I want to play a voice note. Now, it's quite long, but this is from a lady called Jade, who is describing what happened outside her apartment last night.
We mentioned this at the start of the topic. Now, she has sent us the photographs. Obviously, this is an audio podcast, so it's very hard to describe what the photographs are, but they are taken from within her house. And I mean, you can see the literally fire is burning outside her house.
So have a listen to Jade's message.
Hi, lads. So sorry I can't come on. I'm just on work here. I just wanted to come on and tell you my experience last night living close by to where the riots were happening. So basically, I had planned to go to the protest yesterday myself, made a billboard and stuff like that. We were going up to peaceful protest, and I had got wind that there was a few group chats circulating of boys that were not from Tally, bit further out, were planning on coming down with weapons and stuff like that. So we decided to stay at home, and I just decided to have an early night. I didn't want to get involved in any of the trouble, but a few of my neighbours went down and they left when things started to get violent. But for a while it wasn't. It was people were just angry and they were there to protest, which I've no problem with. One of my neighbours went down with her daughter and they had a great sign. Her child was there. She had a sign saying, "Keep me safe." I thought that was a brilliant way to protest. Anyway, when I heard things were getting very bad, I was kind of glad I didn't go down. But then about 11:30, 12:00, I did hear a lot of helicopters, Garda cars flying around City West. So I put my child to bed about 10:00. I was sitting down and I could see like light coming through my sitting room. two of my blinds. When I opened the blinds, there was a car about 5 metres away from my apartment that was just up in flames. And I panicked. I rang the fire brigade. The fire brigade were lovely. They just advised me to leave the premises because it was so close and they didn't know if the car was going to explode. So I had to take my child and my pet out of the house at 12:30 last night and get in my car and drive further away from where it was happening, not knowing if it was going to explode, affect anyone's homes, affect my own home. So yeah, it was a very eventful night. I do believe that protests need to happen. I do believe that what happened to that child was horrific. But I think that a very large group of young, it seems to be young people, are taking advantage of the whole situation and they don't care about what happened. They don't care about the problems that are happening around them, because if they did care, they would not be blowing up cars in a residential area where people are living, because they don't care about people. They're just out to cause trouble. There is a way of going about this and we do have to get loud and use our voices, but this is not the answer. This caused so many people last night to be so fearful. And this was like 25 minutes away from where all the riots happened. Last night could have went a totally different way, and I think it's completely taken off the spotlight of what actually happened and what actually matters right now. So that's my spin on it. I do hope that people start to realise that change does need to happen, but there has to be some sort of, like, you know, common ground with everybody, because I think the government are trying to turn people on each other and it's making people fight with each other over what they think should happen, or, you know. But anyway, look, I'll be listening to the show. Can't wait to hear what people have to say about last night.
All right, so that is a message from Jade about what happened around her area last night. Let me go to Una. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Una?
Well, at long last, I'm on.
Good. What did you want to say, Una?
I want to say about this. Yes, I've been to two process meetings, you know. One was for the water and one was for the bin tags, and we had peaceful protest. Not a thing went wrong. And we got our own way in the end. We got the water taken off the bills, our bills. But now this thing about these youths come from all over. One, that's all they're there for. It's to fight and loot and rob and do all that. They're not there for the poor child that was attacked. You know, they're just there for a mess. Or I'm bored. I'm sitting at home. And let's go out and cause trouble. That's all.
Okay,
that was
so
all.
You don't believe that a lot of the... Now, obviously, some people were there for genuine reasons. But you believe a lot of the people that were there last night were there just for trouble?
Yes, definitely. Well, there was no trouble at the water race. The whole of Dublin was there. And at the bin charges, remember, I'm going back a long time, but we never, and by the way, there's no TDs there at that last night, was there?
Not that I'm aware of. That's
there
not,
you go.
That's not the
they knew bloody well, that's why. They knew bloody well what was going to happen.
So when you witnessed what we saw, did it surprise you that that kicked off last night?
Very surprised. There's supposed to be one on Saturday day. I don't know about that one. I hear there's another one in town on Saturday afternoon, but I'm not too sure that's going to go ahead. Yeah. I wasn't surprised, no. I wasn't surprised one bit.
Would you believe that there were people in that area last night just to cause trouble?
Yeah, that's all. They're bored. They've nothing else to do. And we go out and have a bit of laugh. Well, it wasn't a laugh for that poor girl. My heart goes out to her. No, it wasn't for her at all. It was just a smash buses or whatever they were doing, guard the cars. That's all. That's why they had all the guard on, because the guard knew there was going to be trouble. They weren't really informed the last time, but they informed about this meeting. You know what I mean?
All right, stay with me for a moment there. Una, she believes that there was an element there last night deliberately to cause trouble. Let me bring in Nicole.
So last night, we were going up to the CUS iPass Centre, not hotel, iPass Centre. And we were going up for a peaceful protest. Everybody was. That was more or less the whole idea of it. We all got up there and we were in the grounds. We were on the grounds of the hotel, the entrance, and it was barricaded with the guards or whatever. That was fine. Everyone was shouting, as you do, saying the streets are ours and get them out and so on and so forth. And then a few boys came in on like horses and ponies. I wouldn't even say horses, to be honest. But the guards then took it upon themselves and the riot squads came out then in full force and started pepper spraying absolutely everybody for no reason. No reason whatsoever. And that's what retaliated everybody. That's why everybody start going crazy and they reacted the way they reacted. But people are making everybody in Talla out to be scumbags like they always do. It's no new. I'm sure you know that yourselves. But majority of that stuff wouldn't have happened up there last night if the guards didn't react to the crowd the way they did. It was absolutely ridiculous, carry on. And for them to stand, for the guards to stand and protect a load of rapists and predators in an iPass centre and fight against their own people, that's disgusting. And every single one of them should be fired.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Nigel, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Nigel?
Not too bad, Adrian. And yourself?
Good, not a bother, thank you. Nigel, your reaction to what we witnessed outside City West last night?
My reaction is absolutely horrific. I was speaking to you before. There was a couple of our crew on your podcast before. We were talking about the situation in City West with the asylum centre down there in City West Hotel. I think it was one of your highest rated shows.
That's right.
But this was one of our biggest fears all along. We were afraid, as you know, from that podcast of what will come out from the asylum centre. And our sympathies are like really with that poor girl that was assaulted. I know you're not allowed.
Allegedly,
correct. Yeah, allegedly. And to be honest, we knew something like that was going to happen. We knew that the riot would ensue after that. And to be honest with you, we've been telling you, we've been telling all our local CDs, councillors, other media that this would happen and that City West Hotel is not a suitable place to put that centre into. We've been on News Talk before, Kieran Cuddy called us a bunch of NIMBYs, not in my backyard, and called us a bunch of racists. The section I recorded with him about the benefit of the hotel to the area was just not aired at all. So our voices haven't been heard. We've been worried about this for a long time.
And we've spoken before, Nigel, and you were involved in peaceful protests up to this point.
Correct, yeah, the car protest.
Okay,
yeah.
Are you not concerned now, Nigel, that after seeing what we saw last night, that your peaceful protest has now been completely hijacked and government and the Gardaí literally have their backs up now where it comes to City West, and that the element that caused the trouble, and I know a lot of people are blaming the Gardaí for pushing the crowd back, but there was an element there that was intent on causing trouble. Has that damaged your peaceful protest?
Yeah, 100% of that. Well, I don't know. We weren't involved with that at all. The only reason I went down was because Barry White from News Talk wanted to do an interview with me, so I decided to meet him halfway down. But like from what I saw, it was absolutely horrific. Like, we live in an apartment complex. And we realised how boxed in we are in Saggart. Like, the riot squad was coming from both sides of the town. The guys that were rioting came into our apartment complex, were running around looking for weapons to throw at the Gardaí. They were trying to scale the walls to get into the St. Mary's National School to try to circumvent the rioters. It was absolutely horrific. Everything had to shut. Shop, pubs, everything had to shut. In terms of affecting our process, I don't think so, because people, from what I've heard on media today and the section that was done on News Talk, a lot of people seem to be empathetic with the people of Saggart, that they know we didn't want this to happen. As I said, we voiced our concerns that this would happen, we knew it would, and we totally blame Jim McCallan and the government for what's happened. For everything that's happened.
So you obviously believe that something like this kicking off outside City West was bound to happen because City West is still being used as the biggest iPass centre in the country.
Correct, yeah, and it's not suitable. Like, I've heard comments from people saying it's in, like, what's your man's name? Neil Richmond said it's an enclosed facility. It's not. They have to go up and receive their social welfare from the post office. They have to go out up to the pharmacy. They're out walking around all the time. Like, the majority of them are fine. They're sound, but it's not an enclosed facility. It's not suitable for an IPAS centre. If they built a purpose-built facility where people are locked in, fine. I have no objection to that being built out here. I know most people say the best place is out at the airport because there's loads of land out there, not much residential, fair enough. But sorry to cut across,
this is something that's come up before, Eamon. I don't think when it comes to IPAS centres, I don't think if you had every single person, every single member of the population of Ireland on now and asked them the same question, they would say there is no ideal place because it's one of those things nobody wants an IPAS centre beside their house. They literally don't. And I think if you peel that back, so there's no point in saying
we have one at the moment and it's apart from the rioters, it hasn't affected us too much. I remain concerned with our protest.
Eamon, it has. We spoke to residents from City West, Nigel, we spoke to residents from City West on two separate episodes, and we heard horrific stories from residents in City West about the goings-on at the IPAS centre. So to say it hasn't affected is wrong. And also...
No, you're right, Terry. I was going along the lines of what I said just a minute ago, that if it was a boxed-in facility, I'd have no problem with that.
All right, but it's not. It's not.
Sampling graveyard.
Can I ask you a question, Nigel? Are the people staying there, the residents of the IPAS centre, are they allowed just to walk around shops at any time of the day, or is there a curfews? Is there a nighttime curfews?
Any time of the day or the night. We've had freedom of information requests as well from the Department of Justice. If you text me on an email address, I can send them on to you afterwards. I have all the correspondence of all the incidents / crimes that are happening down there. The drug use is unreal. It's absolutely unreal, Adrian and Jeremy. And you can see it from these incident reports when I sent it on. Cannabis, heroin being cooked. It's unreal. How are they getting these drugs? They're not boxed in.
Okay, yeah. So if City West was a sealed-off, self-contained unit where the residents were able to do everything from within the facility of City West, it wouldn't be causing a problem. The problem is being caused by people from City West roaming around the village of Saggart and making a nuisance of themselves, basically.
Correct, yeah. And what happened to that poor girl as well? Like, that was just horrific. That should never happen. In terms of the City West complex, as I said just a second ago, if you built a facility that's locked in, fine, but they shouldn't have taken away the City West Hotel. You know how massive of a revenue maker that was.
I worked in it for many, many years.
It's like the Cork TD I was talking to today. Like, that's the equivalent of taking the Aviva Stadium out of its location.
The conference place in City West, I went to so many Disney shows there with the kids. It was a great spot. It's a mystery to me how it was or how it has been turned into an IPAS centre.
Anyway, Nigel, let me ask you then, what happens to your protest now, your peaceful protest that you've been involved in? You were having your go slow drives around town to get attention. What happens to your peaceful protest now?
Our next step now is I'm actually in the process of contacting all the TDs in South Dublin County Council. I got some correspondence back, all the TDs, the councillors, sorry, from the councillors. I got some correspondence from the TDs as well, and we're going to set up a meeting out here and discuss what can be done going forward. Because the way it is at the moment, it's not fair on the people that are in there. It's not fair on us residents here as well. Like, we were completely boxed in last night, Adrian and Jeremy. We couldn't go anywhere. I'm not exaggerating either when I say it. The Gardaí told people to park themselves at the far side of town. And we've seen parents carrying their children running, trying to get in home safe. Like, I'm sorry, I'm getting a bit emotional there. But it was absolutely horrific what went on. And we've been saying this would happen.
And can I ask you, Nigel, do you believe that what happened last night that led to an all-out riot that lasted for several hours, the first two callers we had on believe that the Gardaí actually flamed the fire here. They are the ones responsible for getting people's backs up and the protest turning more sinister. Do you believe that?
No. Two ponies were driven into the Gardaí. So who started it? That was the initial thing that kicked off. That's why the riot squad was called in afterwards. Like, the guards, like some innocent people, did get pepper sprayed, but when it all kicked off, if you're protesting civilly, get out of there. Like, just get out of there.
Good to talk to you again, Nigel, and I've no doubt we'll talk again in the future about your ongoing peaceful protest.
And to be honest, I hope we get City West Hotel back. That's their aim. And the way it is at the moment is completely the government's fault and Jim O'Callaghan's fault. And I'm willing to speak to him if he's available to come out.
Thanks, Nigel. Let me go to John. You're on Opinions Matter, John. How are you?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy?
You were there yourself last night?
I was indeed. I was there with my son. And what we're seeing is what obviously the other two first callers said. We were there peacefully. What I can't understand is, and I never can, you know, I can't understand this, that they left the City West, they drove into the hotel open for, like, we were down that way. We were, you know, and there was barriers there. And it got a bit, you know, hectic, as I'd say. It got a bit, I would say, overcrowded. So we went back and we went back out onto the road. And, you know, I could see everything, what was going on. Everybody was being baton charged and what have you not. You know, they were all pushed back, as everybody else was saying. Pepper spray was going everywhere. You know, there's no smoke without fire here, guys. And I always said this. And I said this before on so many of the shows, lads. You know, there's a reason why we're talking about this today. Because the government ain't fucking listening. And they haven't been listening. And they're never going to listen. And what last night happened, is that they're all listening now. You know, as I said, back when the riots happened in O'Connell Street, again, they're all listening. They were all listening back then and they're all listening now. Because it takes this kind of force and this kind of fucking madness to wake the government up and give them a shake and say, we're real people here. These are real people's lives we're dealing with here. You know, and these I-Pass centres affect the real people of Ireland. And whatever way we put them, they're going to affect these people, you know. But they've never listened, and they never have listened. And people are saying...
Nigel, the last caller I was just speaking to has been involved in the peaceful protest at City West since the very start of this. He believes that their peaceful protest was completely hijacked by a group were there intent on causing trouble, John.
And
but don't tell me there wasn't a group there intent on causing trouble.
No, I'm not saying there wasn't. Yep. I said it to you, and I do condemn for whatever happened there, I do. But the fact of the matter is, agent, there's a reason why that all kicked off, because the Gardaí came out like fucking lunatics, and we've seen it. We all seen it. It's there. It's in black and white. I've seen the video footage of it. Everybody's seen it. But what I'm saying to you is, Adrian, whether, you know, I don't want to get into the talkery of what happened in the end. We're there for a reason, to show face, to show solidarity with what happened to that little girl. And that's why we were there last night. Now, the fact of the matter is, we left there when it got a bit fucking hairy. And, you know, then I watched it on my mobile phone, same as everybody else did. We all watched on social media what was going on. And do you know what, Adrian? I'm saying it to you, Jeremy, as well. You know, call me what you like. I'm not one bit surprised at what happened. Because, again...
When you say you're not one bit surprised, you're not one bit surprised that a group intent on causing trouble turned up at that venue last night?
Because it's been every protest. There's always a bit of trouble. Most of them, anyway. But what you see is, Adrian, what we have here is a pot that's been boiling for so fucking long in the Ireland of Ireland. And when the IE, the government... and the Gardaí, and what they're doing is they're just doing the same thing over and over again. And here's the thing, they're not listening, Adrian, is what I'm saying. The government, you think Jim O'Callaghan and everybody else, and Micheál Martin and everybody, and Simon Harris, would have an emergency meeting today and say, listen, fuck, this shit's getting fucking real. And people are getting pissed off.
So hang on, so you give in... You're asking the government
I'm not saying giving in. No. I'm saying listen to the Irish people. Listen to the people of Ireland. Listen to their concerns.
So the Irish people are setting fire to Garda cars.
No. Again, I said, I'm not condemning it, and I've said it to you already. I'm not into that, and I never was into that. But what I'm saying is, what happened last night it's going to happen again and again and again, because. For some, you know,
you can't expect. People were saying on social media last night, because I was following this, they were saying the guards should just drop their batons and drop their shields.
What I'm saying to you is about the last riots that we talked about a few years ago.
No, but people were saying that last night, that the guards should they're traitors to their own people. The Gardaí cannot. By the way, if the Gardaí just decided, okay, tomorrow, okay, we're leaving our shields back at the base. We're leaving our helmets back at the base. We're just going to let people do whatever they want. We can't have a situation where it's like the movie The Purge.
John, you know that during the Dublin riots in November 23, the Gardaí were heavily criticised for not being able to handle it, for not being completely out of their depth. Last night, I don't want to get off topic.
What happened with that crowd last night with what they done? I was there for the peace and protest like everybody else. Okay, I don't want to really harm on about that. You know, it shouldn't have happened. I said it to you already. But what I'm saying is, going forward on this, guys, the government have to get it into their heads that they have to start listening to the Irish people. The Irish people are never going to stop protesting. We're never going to stop. You know, again, what's happening and happening again, our concerns are being pissed on by the Irish government, and they always have been pissed on, and we've been telling them again and again, all that concerns. I sent you a picture.
What you're saying, John, is shut down City West as an iPass centre or this is going to happen again. That's really what you're saying.
No. What I would like to see is City West and made a hotel again. That was never, it should never have been. I said it to you there on the show before. 140 fucking 8 million for an iPass centre. What were they fucking thinking? What was the government thinking?
Sorry, John, we agree with you. We said it ourselves.
No, I know that.
We're all agreeing.
John, what you're saying is, if it isn't turned back into a hotel, this is going to happen again. That's really what you're saying.
No. I didn't mean it like that. What I'm saying, what part of the country is next? What happens next?
My answer to this is, John, we can't have a situation where it's like The Purge, where literally people are...
I'm not saying that we can, either, Jeremy.
We can, as much as we are all...
But what I'm saying is, Adrian, and saying is, Jeremy, is the government has to start listening to the Irish people. We are the Irish people. We own this country. We fucking own this country. Okay, not the government.
But the people in that protest last night that were on sulkies, on horses,
we could talk to this till we're blue in the fucking face. I said it to you already. They shouldn't have been there. They shouldn't have done what they've done. But what I'm saying to you is the real fucking problem here is the government.
All right, John, thanks very much indeed, as always. Let me bring in Sharon.
Hey guys, just listening to the talk show there. The last two times that there was violent outbursts like that was because two children were attacked. The first one, Parnell Street, the riots broke out, and the second time a child was allegedly sexually assaulted, so riots broke out. There is a breaking point, and I can see why people are protesting. Quiet protesting does nothing. Zero.
All right, Sharon, let me bring in Sean, who was there last night.
Well, lads, how are things? Come here, lads, I was at that protest last night. Listen, a little few scumbags took it into their own hands, and yeah, we don't agree with it, but I must say, the police were fucking absolute shocking last night. Spraying 50, 60, 70-year-old men and women with pepper spray that were just actually protesting. It was a joke, and the police van set on fire. I believe that they parked that van there knowing it was going to happen, because if you looked up the road, there was no police anywhere, and that van was there. There was a railings behind the van with 20 coppers. So if they really wanted to move the van before I was born, they should have. Now, I got up there last night about 7:30, quarter to 8, and there was thousands of people already there, and I think I'd already kicked off at the front of the City West Hotel. But I think this is what we need to keep having to do, lads. We're always going to get little scumbags that are going to burn stuff that we don't agree on. But as you said, when is this going to come to an end? The resident in Sagard doing that bleeding drive-by, I haven't seen anything like that being highlighted on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. So they're not getting anywhere with this go slow protest. These are the type of protests we need to have. We're out of fire and the bottle thrown. But listen, I think the police were to blame half of that last night, the way they went on.
All right, John, thanks very much indeed. A message we got in a while ago. The concerned residents in Sagard have been peacefully protesting for months. It's a shame that scumbags take advantage of devastating situations. There is a little girl at the heart of all this, and lighting a Garda van on fire does absolutely fuck all for her, says this message. Whoever is judging the Garda for pepper spraying the crowd need to give their heads a wobble. I'd like to see how these people would react if they were the ones behind the shield locals getting bricks and fireworks thrown at them. I grew up in City West and I don't recognise it anymore. And then another message, by complete contrast, Niamh sent us this message, just wondering where these brave people were when I and many other women were raped by Irish men. The support would have been great, but I don't see them outside the courts on an almost weekly basis when yet another abuser is on trial or being charged. And that is from Niamh.
And just to that end, because this is very, very important. You know, that story that appeared in the news back in July of the five men, and this is quite graphic as well, but I think people need to hear this, because if you're going to have uprisings and anger about crimes, and that was a heinous crime, that alleged crime that happened at the weekend, okay? If you're going to be upset and angry about that, you should be. But you also should be upset and angry about all these types of things. Five men. So this was in July, just gone. Five men who beat, burned, stabbed and tortured a woman for 3 hours in a Dublin flat last year have been jailed for between 8.5 and 14 years. And we'll give out their names. This woman waived her right to anonymity, and she's named Natalie Ennis, was abducted and tortured because of a row over missing drugs, which she knew nothing about. And they've named the five scumbags: Braxton Rice, Keen Walsh, Mark Kyo, Mark McMahon, and Sean Conroy. What they put, these aren't even men, by the way. They're
animals.
Fucking animals. Literally the dirt on my shoe. Excuse me. What they put this 37-year-old woman through, they burnt her on the face and legs with a heated hammer, a makeshift blowtorch made of a deodorant can. They literally put this woman through the most humiliating and
going back to Niamh's message, I didn't see any riots over that. I didn't see anybody outside the courts. I didn't see anybody throwing bricks at them or anything of the sort.
No. So what's the difference?
They're Irish. That's the difference. Nicole has been in touch with us.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. There's no curfew at all at City West. It's very clear when you are a gym member or a Sagart goer that these people can come and go as they like. There's no curfew apparently because some of them work, which is also very obvious by the multiple uniforms that you see walking from the car park onto the bus or onto the Lewis. So they're getting free accommodation, no curfew, free to come and roam around Sagart and wherever they want, and they get paid to go to work.
All right, Nicole, thanks very much indeed for your message, and thank you all of you for your messages and for getting involved in
apologies
this latest
if we
episode
couldn't get back
of Opinions
to you
Matter.
Because literally,
it's just been so busy. If you enjoyed today's podcast, can we ask
well,
you to
enjoy
do us a
is
favor?
The wrong word.
Yeah, okay, but if you you won't hear a conversation like this on any other media outlet in Ireland.
Not even on a podcast.
No,
you won't
you
get
won't.
This level of detail. We had everybody, all walks of life on this podcast. And just for those of you who doubt us, we allowed all opinions.
Absolutely. If you were informed from this podcast, we would ask you to please share this episode onto your own social media channel so that others can hear a debate about what happened in City West. We would love you to do that for us. Just share it onto your own social media. If you enjoyed Opinions Matter, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter, and we will catch you on the next one.